Hello, my name is Cosmas Mwaba. Today I want to speak to someone out there about the power of words. I'm going to share a bit of my life history. I'm a Zambian and I was born on the copper belt in Chingola. It's a small mining town. In my life, from year one up to year six, I could not read and write. My writing skills were very poor. My reading skills, I couldn't read or write. My parents found a private tutor for me who taught me how to read and write. And I remember the first thing that she told me was that you are good enough. From year four to year six, I had a teacher who always used to say I would never amount to anything because I could not get anything right in class. And this made me feel like a failure. But after being told that I was good enough, my mindset began to change. My writing and reading skills began to develop. And I remember in year seven, standing up in class and reading, though my reading skills were not very good, but I broke the barrier that was holding me back. And that barrier was not knowing how to read. And after I did that, something inside of me was awakened. The ability to believe in yourself that you're good enough was awakened because of the power of words. I went on to college and I graduated, and I went on to university and I got my university degree. This was someone that could not read and write. Someone that people thought would never amount to anything. Next year, I'm starting to pursue my master's. I was somebody that was told I was not good enough. But the power of words changed my perception about myself. Now, I want to speak to you. What do you say over your life? Many people might say you are not good enough. But I want you to start saying something positive over your life. Change your mindset. Change your mindset. Words have got power. As the holy book says, as a man thinketh, so is he. We begin to think. What we think, we transmit through the power of words. Now, if we can change our mindset by the power of words, we can change our destiny. You can change your destiny. I changed my mindset because somebody spoke positivity over my life. What are you speaking over your life this morning? What are you speaking over your life today? You see, words are a tree. If I may put it this way, words are a tree. And everything that we pluck out from a tree symbolizes the power of that tree. If we pluck out good fruit, then that tree is good. If we pluck out bad fruit, then that tree is bad. But if you've been plucking bad fruits in your life, speak to that tree of your life. Speak to it and believe to begin to get good fruit. You are good enough. You are powerful and more influential by what you say. So begin to say and speak positivity over your life. My life has not been easy. But because I have told myself that regardless of how hard my life is, I'm going to speak that which I want to see in my life. In life, the power of words determines destiny. Most people in today's world always tell themselves, oh, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, and they'll always remain behind. But people who are moving forward say, regardless of how hard it is, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to make it. Speak positivity over your life. Speak what you want to see in your life. So today, if somebody told you yesterday that you're not good enough, begin to say, I am good enough. I am powerful enough. I'm influential enough. I am the change that I want to see in my own life and in this world. So change how you speak. Change the words that come in your mouth, if that come out of your mouth. If it has been negativity all along, Begin to speak positivity and you're going to see change in your life. This is Cosmas Mwaba, and I want to tell you today, change your words and you'll change your destiny. Have a blessed morning and have a blessed day. Thank you.